Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again, beloved, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship and inspiration as we're looking into the Word of God, and as we're thinking about how important it is in your life and in my life that we who know Jesus Christ as our Savior regularly get into the Word of God. Did you know that it's a proven fact, beloved, that of all believers here in the United States, only 25% read God's Word? Think of it. Only 25% get into the Word of God. All people watch television. People read all kinds of novels. The libraries are very busy with people going in to get all kinds of secular reading. But, beloved, how few there are that read the most vital and important piece of literature ever written, and that is this book, God's Word, composed of 66 books written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years by 40 different authors under the inspiration and authorship of the Holy Spirit of God. Actually, these were men who served as secretaries to write down the scripture that the Holy Spirit of God taught them and instructed them in reading or in writing. And so, beloved, God's Word is so vital. Jesus himself said, heaven and earth will pass away. My word will not pass away. That's recorded 4 times, beloved, in the Word of God. It's recorded the words of Jesus in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and then the Old Testament prophet Isaiah 48 said it would not pass away. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1, 23 through 25 that it would not pass away. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 119, 89 and 160 that it would not pass away because, beloved, it will not pass away. God's Word's going to endure. God's Word's going to last. Heaven and earth itself will pass away, but not God's Word. That's why, beloved, you and I are reading something eternal when we read God's Word. And let me admonish you again to get into the Word of God, because God's Word is vital and so important. And God's Word blesses the food. Did you know that? Reading and obeying God's Word and using the Scripture even when you go to eat, it blesses the food. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5, if you'll get your Bible and look with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5. In front of the book of Hebrews, you come to some short books, and there you'll find 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5. Every time we have a meal, we also read a little bit of God's Word because of what the Scripture tells us here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. Notice that, beloved. Did you know that the Word of God sanctifies the food that you're going to eat? That's why it's so important that we pray and even read God's Word as we get ready to eat a meal. Think about it, beloved. The Word of God sanctifies the food that we're going to eat. That's what he says here, verse 5 of 1 Timothy 4. For it is sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. That's why I'd encourage you. I remember years ago in bookstores, Christian bookstores, they had these little things that looked like a loaf of bread, and in it were a lot of scripture verses. And you could pull out one of those little cards, and it has a scripture on both sides of those little cards. And that's what we use. I don't know how old ours is. We got ours years ago, and when Mom and Dad went to glory, why, we got theirs also. And so we put them together, and we always pull out those cards and read the scripture on those cards before we have prayer and ask the Lord's blessings on the food that He's provided, because of what the scripture says. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Do you see that, beloved? That's why it's so important to read God's word, to hide God's word in our heart. The word of God, you see, it blesses the food that we eat. It has an impact upon our lives. It sanctifies and cleanses our thoughts and our mind. It impacts our life. That's why it brings rich blessing on those who read, hear, and obey it, beloved. And we've seen that fact emphasized over and over again. So let me ask you, is reading God's word important? Oh, yes, it is, beloved. It certainly is. Reading and studying the Word of God is important. Look with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, if you would, please. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and notice what verse 15 says. It's the next book over. We're in 1 Timothy. The next book is 2 Timothy. And notice chapter 2 and verse 15. These words written by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God to young Timothy, a young preacher boy that had come to the Lord under Paul's ministry and had grown in the knowledge of the Lord and had become a preacher under Paul's instruction, under the Holy Spirit's leadership. And in 2 Timothy 2:15 we read, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." When people ask you, why do you believe this or why do you believe that? If you've been studying the word of God, you can tell them why you believe this or that. Not just because you heard the preacher say it, not just because that's what you were taught in Sunday school, but because that's what the word of God says. Beloved, this must be what we go by. Not by what man says, not by what people think, but by what God says. If it's not in the book, beloved, pay no heed to it. The Word of God is what we must go by. The principles and the instruction that's given here in God's Word. That's why you as an individual believer need to get into the book for yourself and ask the Holy Spirit of God to open up your mind and to open up your truth, to observe what you read, to ask those questions, what, when, where, why, and who that's being spoken about, and how. To ask those questions as you observe the text of Scripture, and as you observe what you read, the Holy Spirit will begin to enable you to understand it, and then you can put into practice what you read. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. In the book of John, chapter 14, you have the Holy Spirit of God, and you can understand the simple truths of God's Word. Every believer can understand the simple truths. There may be much of it you don't understand, beloved, but you, as a babe in Christ, begin to eat the simple truths, and you will begin to grow and mature to eat the more involved truths of God's Word. In our spiritual life, we're born into the family of God, and we're babies. Just like a physical baby cannot eat T-bone steak, a physical baby has to have a simple diet. So, a spiritual baby has to have a simple diet. But the more you read the Word of God, the more you will grow spiritually from the milk of the Word until you grow to be able to eat the meat of the Word. Here in John chapter 14 and verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus speaking to his disciples, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Spirit of God, every child of God has the Holy Spirit of God. If you do not have the Spirit of God in you, beloved, you're not a child of God. Romans 8 and verse 9 says, he that hath not the Spirit of God, he is dead in trespasses and in sin. He does not know Christ as his Savior and is not a child of God. Let me read it to you. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. But ye're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Beloved, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ, living in you, then you're not a child of God. And it's no wonder you can't understand the Word of God. There are men who have all kinds of degrees behind their names that have been given from education that man gives them, who cannot understand this book because they do not know the author. They do not know the Holy Spirit of God. He does not live in them. He does not possess them. Every child of God is born by the Spirit of God. John chapter 3 and verse 6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is spirit. That's spiritual birth. And beloved, when we believe in the Lord and accept Him as Savior, the Spirit of God moves into our spirit, and we become a child of God. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 explain how that the Holy Spirit becomes the seal, the guarantee of our salvation. And it's the Holy Spirit who is our teacher. He's given to us to illuminate our minds and to open up God's Word to us and to help us to understand the truth of God's Word. And so, beloved, if you know not the Lord Jesus Christ, you do not have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ living in you, you cannot understand this book. But if you have the Spirit of Christ living in you, as you begin to read this book, the Holy Spirit of God will begin to open your understanding, to illuminate your thinking, to enable you to grasp and comprehend wonderful truth that will thrill your soul, that will bless your spirit, that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, goodbye.